gonna lose. I wanna win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out SportsBettingLessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks, because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. SportsBettingLessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. It is nice to be back. It's a very unique 4th of July, but anytime you take a week off from Sports Betting Weekly, what happens is you still do the handicap and you still cash in the tickets. You just don't have to do all the work. And you know what, Paolo? It takes a lot of work to do this show.
I know it takes a lot of work because every week we've got to, I mean, especially for you, putting it together, doing all the audio and all that. So it is a lot of work and you do need to take break in between because it is a lot of work. I totally agree with you.
And you look at your handicapping. You can't, you know, and we've talked about this with the guys we know, and sooner or later when real sports have come on, the guys we know that know other sports will talk to us again, but right now they don't do soccer, and that's our job really, is to get them to see, oh my God, get your blinders off. You're missing out on how exciting soccer is. And really, but you're not, well, see, remember, fool me once, fool me twice. You've heard that saying, and I tell you all the time, that name, it was Chris Martinez. He was from Dude Agency in Tijuana, and he said the reason it's so easy, Jazz, is because there's so many games, and you only need a handful. And he goes, you don't make a lot of money, but they don't ever lose. And that's exactly what you said to me 4 years later, almost word for word.
And if you saw what I sent you, my friend's screenshot, he's winning these parlays because he's not going any big odds. He's following the system, going small odds, and he's hitting the parlay.
I have one today, so that's the thing. So we take the week off, which means nobody listens to this podcast. If they do listen to it, they don't hear it because we're not on. But we're still going back and forth. I'm still playing my horses. You're still playing soccer. I'm still playing my own soccer plays. I'm playing your soccer plays. But more importantly, all I have to do now is turn on Flash Score. I look at the scores, and I say, okay, what do I think? And I say, is that something I want to do the research on? And if it's something that I want to do the research on, then what I do is I open it up.
Yes, you remember the play I get to a couple of days ago? We hit that Lazio play. I went 7-0 the past 2 days from plays that I gave you. Only today I missed Tottenham. And Milan yesterday, I told you they were going to score 2 goals, and they did score 2 goals. Big odds. So basically, the only play that I missed today, I was off. Disappointed with Tottenham, but you know, 8-1.
You've been running really consistently at 75%, which means, you know, every time you bet 10 bets, you're going to lose a couple of them, you know?
Well, as long as you go every time 2-1, you're making money. That's how I see it.
In soccer, it really depends because, again, we talk about this, and I think this is the thing that you said yesterday, something like you were exhausted, because it is. It's a lot of work when you're betting live action in soccer because there's a lot of soccer, and it really is. But you get those. So last week, one of your best plays, the last show, one of your best plays was -273 or -283. But you don't get any credit on your sheet that we're keeping track of your best plays for that 600, plus 600, when they scored in the 90th minute and they won. So you still cashed the ticket, the -273 ticket, or 283, whatever it was. But you also cashed the 600. If you go 3-3 on 6-1 shots, you know what I mean? You're winning money.
And we've been cashing a lot of those, huh?
Yeah.
You've seen the past couple of weeks, we've been cashing a lot of them. Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to find a rhythm. though, where I'm betting these totals. And so I'm looking at teams and I'm saying, hey, all right, this, it's nothing nothing now in this game in a halftime, whatever game I'm looking at. And I say, okay, I open up Flash Score and I look and I see, okay, let's go back. And I look every single game this team scores a goal. Every game. And I look at the other game and the same thing. Sometimes they score two. I'll go in and I'll load up on the 0.5 over at minus like 240. And then I also bet the minus one and a, over 1.5. And
that's
then I'll
bet.
Go and I'll bet the over 2.5. And every bet gets smaller because the odds keep getting bigger. Now, if you hit the first one, you're guaranteed to win money. But if you hit the first two, you win a lot. If you hit all three, you win a shitload of money because you're getting 6 and 7 to 1.
Well, obviously, and it's a smart bet because sometimes you see the goals being scored in the 90th minute. So that's
so many,
bet.
So many times. Well, how about the one game we won? It was, they said they're going to add 8 minutes, which is very much a long time. Yeah, I don't know, but I got to think if they had 8 minutes, somebody got hurt and they had to take an ambulance to get them off the field or something, right? You don't have 8 minutes. And the goal was scored with 10 minutes of 90 plus 10, and it counted. And it was, that was the goal that won us, like, I won me like $300 because I had it a lot, you know?
Because
as you know, you're betting, right? We start looking, you say 60, 70th minute, but I might have three bets in. If the game is going, if one team is dominating and they just aren't getting it in the hole, but they're dominating, you can see they're dominating because you're watching and streaming it on joinjazzsports.com or you're watching it on the internet or TV. Then, or even with me, I use the statistics and I look at the statistics. It tells me who's in control of that game. And sometimes, as you know, Paolo, you just can't get the ball in the hole, you know?
No, you can't. You can't, because I was watching yesterday. I had a goal in the Fiorentina game with, who were they playing? Sassuolo. The goal was scored in the 90th minute again. See? Last minute. They missed so many chances and then it happened. Yep. Yeah?
All right, so let's talk about soccer for this week. Now, of course, in the countries we're going to talk about, which will be England, Germany, Italy, Spain, or, you know, Portugal, Belarus, you know, wherever you go, there's going to be soccer, but none of them, it's a holiday. It's a holiday here in America. And really, all we have to talk about is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. So we'll cover that in our second half with horse racing. So talk to us about soccer this weekend.
Well, this weekend, I've looked at a couple of games, but one game that really, really has caught my eye, and I think this is my play of the week that I think should be a pretty easy winner, and the odds are not that bad at all. I think that after Chelsea's last collapse against West Ham, I think this week that Chelsea is going to roll. I see Chelsea winning this week. The odds are at 1.46 against Watford. They're playing in Chelsea. So at 1.46, I think that's pretty good value, and that's the game that I really, really like this week that I'm going to concentrate on. There's some, like, I got some secondary selections that caught my eyes. One there is in Italy, Lecce Sassuolo, both teams to score. And I'm looking for Barcelona to bounce back. Big problems with this team. Not doing very well. They haven't been winning. But this week, they might bounce back. Nice odds at 1.8. So basically, that's what I like in soccer this week. There are a couple of games that do look appealing.
Before you go forward, let me ask you, the Barcelona game. When you say 1.8, now they're on the road, but normally you don't get that. When they're losing, those odds go up.
Yeah. They're playing at a team that has a very strong home record, but you got to look at it this way. This is Barcelona. Barcelona's going to break out of this slump. And I think this week, Barcelona will go inside Devon Road. And at 1.8, that's pretty good.
Anything else?
No, there are some games in England. Like, if you look at some of the teams in England, that one game particularly that I really see this game as a blowout of the week is that Manchester United game. I mean, this is going to be a blowout. Let's finish off with that.
So I'm going to ask you a question. You said today, which is Thursday, that you like Tottenham.
Yeah.
They were on the road at Sheffield and they got beat. Now, they come back Monday. Now, of course, you're not going to have that in anything that you're going to talk about on our show because it's not till Monday. But the fact that you just mentioned that somebody coming off a loss, when a team loses like that, and now they're going home to face Everton on Monday, is that a playable play?
Tottenham playing Everton is a very playable play because I really think that Tottenham on Monday will get back to winning because Tottenham has Harry Kane back. Their attack is a solid attack, but the picture is just not, I don't know why they haven't put it together because this is a very solid team, but injuries have played a key role, and this is why. But I think Monday they're going to beat Everton. I do not see see everything taking place from Tottenham.
We'll talk about this in the second half with the horse racing. That's the other aspect of following a sport, is it really, it'll slow your handicapping down a little bit because they take those couple days off, but there's only one game. There's only one game in England on Monday. There's only one game in Germany. There's only two games in Spain. So in that respect, there's not a lot of games to handicap, and you got a couple, 3 days in between. So it really allows you to start seeing the names and remembering what they did.
Yeah, and the thing is, on this weekend in Italy, you got Juventus powerhouse team playing at home, 1.3. I didn't mention that, but you've seen what Juventus has been doing. I mean, they're playing Torino. It's a derby, but we know what's going to happen there. But if you really look at one interesting game that catches my eye, I still haven't decided on this game, but as the week goes on, I will text you what I really think. The most interesting game of the week is the Lazio-Milan game. That's the most interesting game of the week that I think is a game that has a lot of potential to make our week and give us money. That's the game that I think.
Here in San Diego, in the afternoon now on Saturdays, because there's nothing else on, you don't only see one soccer game. Sometimes you'll have two different soccer games. Now, a lot of times, one of them is on the Spanish channel out of TJ. However, guess what? Put your music on, you can watch soccer. You don't really need to hear the guys, because when they're British, Paul, sometimes I can't understand them and they're speaking English.
Yeah, and the thing is, with this Lazio game playing against Milan, Lazio is the only team that has a chance right now to catch Juventus in the race. If we go on this week alone in the Italian, like you said, to talk about some league. In the Italian, Lazio is 4 points behind Juventus. Inter Milan is playing Bologna at 1.5. Inter Milan is 8 points back. They're not what the Inter Milan that they were when a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago, when we were making money with the comebacks and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden now they're not really steady. So we move on to that Lazio game. That Lazio Milan game. Lazio opening up at 2.46 and Milan is at 3.25. Sharp money in this game, a lot of people betting Lazio, really, really betting Lazio. But the thing is, with this game, is Lazio is missing two key players. So this game has the appeal of the game of the week, because if Milan pulls the upset, which me and you on the weekend will bet, because we'll have a better feel of it, and I will tell you what my play is. If Milan pulls the upset, you might as well hand the title to Juventus, because there's no way that anybody's catching them. So to look at this specific game, I think this is the game of the week.
You make a good point, because it doesn't matter what the sport is, when you clinch the title, they have champagne. You've seen it. They have champagne. If you have champagne on Monday, how hard are you going to work on Thursday? The next game, you're not going to work hard. So you see, do they have playoffs, or how does that work?
No, there's no playoffs. And if you look at Milan yesterday, that I told you, even though it was the 60th minute, they're going to score two goals. Milan yesterday played a terrible game. And now I'm getting back to thinking why they played a terrible game. Because for Milan, they got nothing to play for.
Yep.
But this game on the weekend against Lazio, this is the game of the year. So
that's what happens. So right now, they're showing the top six, but there's 12 points between 1 and 4, and you get 3 points for a win?
Yeah, 3 points. There's no way that if Lazio doesn't win this game, there's no way. Juventus is the champion, crowned champion. That's it. And we're going to the same theory with Barcelona. Like, Barcelona's playing their last card. They don't beat Villarreal, which
they should. Yeah.
They're done.
They're eliminated.
So these two games this weekend are the most important games. Because why I have Chelsea this week as my top play of the week. If you look at the standings, Manchester United is playing Bournemouth. Manchester United is going to crush Bournemouth. There's no way Bournemouth is going to go and get points in there. Chelsea, on the other hand, after losing that game to West Ham, that West Ham came back and won, there's no more slip-ups for to go in the Champions League. And playing against Watford, a terrible team that cannot defend, we're looking at value at 1.46.
So let me ask you this. Now that Liverpool is clinched, what happens? They have, 2-3 more games?
points is all, correct?
Yeah, Liverpool has clinched. There's no point in even betting Liverpool or today, like the game, today they got the game Liverpool-Manchester City. I'm going to watch it. But all the money's on Manchester City, 1.98. And Liverpool is like at 4-1. I mean, it looks like everybody's saying, well, Manchester City's going to win. But I'm
They're up by 17 points in the standings, so they're clinched. There's nobody catching them.
No. So, like, if you really look at it, but
so they, you, so they just play out the season and that's it. The year's over.
That's it.
For Premier League, and then they go to their other teams and do what they got to do.
Yeah. So basically, this week the two leagues that are a very big value and games are that Lazio Milan and the other game that I said. That's it. The Barcelona.
All right. So when we get back from break, we're gonna look at the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
Just been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chad. Paulo, pois isso.
Μια χαρά είμαι και για όλους τους φίλους μου που με ακούνε στο Βόλο και σε άλλα μέρη της Ελλάδος. Κάθε εβδομάδα θα κάνουμε και λίγα προβλέψεις στα ελληνικά. Όπως είπα, αυτή την εβδομάδα μου αρέσει πάρα πολύ η Τσέλσι και από την άλλη εβδομάδα θα μιλάμε κανένα πεντάλεπτο στα ελληνικά και στέλνω τα χαιρετίσματά μου στο φίλο μου τον Κώστα στο Βόλο που ακούει την εκπομπή και αυτά παιδιά για αυτή την εβδομάδα και τα ξαναλέμε. That's it.
You know, if you're leaving the house with 100 euro and you're coming home with 140 to 160 euro every single day, who's better than you? Who is better than
exactly.
you?
Exactly. That's exactly what I tell my wife. I mean, when you're going to the bookie shop, remember what we discussed? When you're going to the bookie shop and you're putting 150 euros a day and you're winning 22 to 23 times a month and picking up 60, 70 euros on a bet, aren't you on top of the game? You're on top of the game.
No doubt about it. All right. Yeah. So like I said, this weekend is 4th of July, which I have some great 4th of July memories, don't get me wrong, but my biggest memory is Memorial Day weekend, because the Memorial Day weekend in 1991 was the last weekend that I talked to my dad, because he passed away unexpectedly a few days later.
Yeah.
But I talked to him about the Met Mile. And the Met Mile, then they moved it around a little bit, and now they've never stopped having it. It just wasn't always on Memorial Day weekend. So now, some years it was in June, this year it's on the 4th of July. But it is really looking to be a good set of horse races at Belmont Park this weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, the Met Mile has always been a very interesting race. And usually in these races, John Velasquez always does pretty well.
Well, again, he's a great jockey, and we've talked about him week out. But if we look, I want to say it's the 11th race is the Suburban. That's 200,000. The 10th race is the Manhattan. That's 400,000. The ninth race is the Met Mile. That's 500,000. So you got the ninth, 10th, the 11th are all put you over a million, and then whatever the next race is. So those are the races that I look at every weekend. And what I'll normally do is I get the race form tomorrow when it comes out, and I'll just start looking. And we talked about that too. It takes like 30 minutes to handicap a horse race for me. And you know what? If there's nine of them, that's 4.5 hours. So that's what I try to say. Hey, I'm only looking at the good races. But then when we do this every week, what happens, Paulo, is we see names that we know. Yeah. We see jockeys running for trainers that we know. And that's how we come up with it. So in the Met Mile, it's a grade one. It's a $500,000 and it's a mile. Now a mile is a unique race because it's not a sprint, but it kind of can be depending on the horse, but it's not a mile and a 16th or a mile and an eighth. So you don't have a big chance to run. It's not 6 or 7 furlongs. So you just can't run hard the whole way and expect to go 8 furlongs. And that's what makes it such a special race. It's kind of right in the middle.
And who's the favorite in that race?
Well, listen to some of these names. We got Network Effect. We haven't heard of him. Vekoma. I know we talked about Vekoma. McKenzie. We've talked about McKenzie. Hot Creed Hustle. I don't remember. Code of Honor. I know we have talked about Code of Honor. Mr. Freeze and Warriors Charge. And the three horses that we have talked about, which are Vekoma, McKenzie, and Code of Honor, are the co-favorites, 2-1, 3-1, all in that range.
What's the odds on McKenzie?
McKenzie's 2-1.
And who's on him?
Smith for Baffert.
Oh, that's the horse I like in that race.
Code of Honors is running Velasquez for Shug McGahey.
Because if you look at this combination with Smith and Baffert, this is a lethal combination. And McKenzie, I think, can handle this field. He can handle this field.
It's the early morning light favorite. So, yeah, those are the horses we talk about. And again, when you've got three of them, and it's not two of them, it's not you have two of them, it's when you have three of them. When you have three horses all taking money, that place pool is very, very profitable.
Yeah, I think on McKenzie, I can get, if McKenzie finishes top three, I think I can get easily 1.4, 1.5 to finish top three in the betting exchange. Yeah, so that's a bet
that
I'm going to make.
Normally, the big race is the last race we're betting, but that's the first race of the pick three. Then is the 10th, which is also a grade one, but it's $400,000. That's a Manhattan, Instilled Regard, Rock Emperor, Cross Border, Sadler's Joy. I know we talked about Sadler's Joy before.
Oh, yeah.
The Devamani Channel Maker, Dot Matrix, and Spooky Channel. And really, we haven't heard too many of those names, but the Instilled Regard on the rail is 2-1, and Sadler's Joy is 3.5-1. So this is a race where on paper, it's a two-horse race.
Sadler's Joy, we've talked about this horse, and this horse really fires most of the time.
Yeah.
And against this field, I think he's going to fire again. And
there's no doubt it's a good horse. Yeah. All right, so and then the last race of the pick three is a grade two. It's the Suburban. It's a mile and a quarter, so that's the Kentucky Derby distance. $200,000. Tacitus is on the rail. That horse was in the Kentucky Derby last year, right, okay.
Yeah. See, Tacitus is a horse that, who's on him? Who's driving him?
It is Velasquez from Mott, for Bill Mott.
Okay. I think that Tacitus in this race is ready to roll. This horse, when he has had a lot of bad luck in some of the races, but I think that this horse is going to roll, and he might even get the win, but I see him hitting the board at a price. He's going to pay.
Well, right now, again, we've got three horses in here. Three horses. We got Tacitus. Parsimony's not a favorite. Forewarn, not a favorite. Mr. Buff is 2-1, so he's right behind Tacitus. Joeva, 20-1. Sir Winston is 7-2. Just Whistle is 8-1. And Moretti. Now, Moretti, I know that name from earlier this year. I don't know why, but 5-1. So it's about the fourth choice. For Sir Winston's 3-2. The other, Mr. Buff is 2-1, and Tacitus is 9-5.
There you go. If Tacitus is ready to fire, this horse should have been, always hits the board, but he always never gets a good trip.
Well, what did you say? What did you say? He's had issues. Guess what they're doing Saturday to number one? They're making an equipment change. Exactly. They're putting blinkers.
I look for this horse to fire to be ready because I think that's the problem.
And let's just make sure we're clear. If you don't understand, blinkers are basically pieces of leather that block you from being able to see sideways.
Yeah, that's the problem.
All you're seeing is straight. all that matters when you're a horse is what's in front of you. No doubt about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, finally, the joinjazzsports.com is allowing me to bet on the 4th of July Nathan's Hot Dog Contest. The state of California will not, but we'll see what happens. The Indians are trying to get
more ballots to get it on the signature for this year. I hope it loses, but I'm not going to put any effort against it either. Mm-hmm. I just don't go to casinos to bet. Why would I go to the casino when I could take – I could go make a deposit, right, in my TV room. Then I can go to my kitchen table, bet the game, go upstairs and watch it, and then cash out from my upstairs room.
Yeah.
Why would I go to the
yeah.
casino? You know?
Exactly. The casinos are – nobody beats the casinos. Unless
but
you're at the sports
– talking about favorites, Joey Chestnut versus all the other guys. Now, I don't know how many they're having this year because normally there's like 10 or 15 guys on the stage, but they're all close together. They're doing it virtual this year. But the over-under 73.5, and he is minus 1,200 against everybody. This is not one guy like UCF or UFC.
Wow.
I mean, like UFC, you'll see that a lot. You'll see a guy, it's minus 1,200. The other guy is plus 800, you know? And it's because it's a tune-up fight. There's no way he can win. They always could win if they get lucky, but there's no way he's normally going to win. Joey Chestnut could choke on a hot dog for all we know. But if he doesn't, minus 1,200 means they think he's winning.
Yeah, I think we've covered everything today.
All right, again, it's join our little team, sportsbettinglessons.com. Otherwise, the show is Sports Betting Weekly, but it's on sportsbettingweeklylive.com if you want to listen to the very last show. And really, it's the very last show that's going to make you money, because if you start listen to us on Monday and Tuesday of next week, you're not going to win a lot of money.
Very well said.
All right. This is Second Half Child. This is Second Half Chaz. Paolo, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I enjoyed it.
All right. So we'll talk next time. How do I say that in Greek?
Θα ξαναμιλήσουμε την άλλη φορά.
Perfecto. We'll talk to you later.